I really like the way you fuck me, I said. I'm not fishing, really, he said. I don't mean it like that. I'm genuinely curious. What do you like? It's slow. Soft and slow, a slow, steady build, which means I am ready for more before you give it to me. A rarity, precious because I open so rarely. A desperation in my pelvis, my cunt, to be filled, to be broken down, to be taken apart into molecules and slowly put back together. Then there's that feeling of opening, desperate, again, a desperate opening, something becoming wide and hungry, and it's all so slow and steady, so rock steady, so solid, makes my heart burst in my chest, and I want to cry out, beg, ask for more, please. Please, more, deeper, harder, faster, more, make me feel. I try to bite my tongue here in this space, try not to let the desperation show. It seeps through the cracks of my eyelids and fingertips anyway. I know it is not hidden. I cannot access it with my voice yet. Instead, this is what my voice does. Whimpers. Moaning with every exhale because my body is at such a vibration that the mere passage of air through my lungs and throat and vocal cords and mouth will exert sound. I cannot stay quiet. Oh, 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 at the very least. And then there's the low hums of sound like, oh, and I remember what my yoga teacher used to say about the sound of the universe spinning, and I feel my heart in orbit. I feel my atoms in orbit, and I'm distilled down to the very sources of me, pooling on this bed, this floor, leaning against this wall, wherever, and you're watching my eyes, and I can feel the way you look through me, into me, and I think, this is what it feels like to be seen, and it's beautiful. I like the way you surprise me with dominance, with force, with a sting or slap or bite. I love the rings of teeth marks on my biceps and inner thighs, the marks you've left there, fading now, and I wish they wouldn't. I wish they would always be there. Wish for layers and layers of these bruises in different shades of yellow and blue and purple and the tender pink not yet deepened into black. I wish I could point to each one and remember the many days it took you to put them there. One a day, for a week, for a month, a new way to tell time, a calendar on my arm. It is not a threat to my masculinity that you wear a cock, that you fuck me with it. It has been. It could be, but you make me feel so boyish despite your palmfuls of my breasts and twists of my nipples and the way you say, oh, I love the curves of your body, and I know you mean the femininity, my hips, the way my ribcage gently tapers, my round, full breasts I hide with binding and jog bras and button-downs. Despite this, or maybe because of it, maybe precisely because you acknowledge my very female body, maybe precisely because you see me, really witness my soft underbelly, the vulnerable girl side of me that I have worked so hard to overturn, override, you see me and acknowledge me to actually speak about my body. Despite this, you play with my masculinity with such respect and reverence, and it lives in such a solid place in me now that it doesn't hurt, it doesn't contradict, it only affirms what I am already knowing in my body, the ways you witness, then acknowledge, then rejoice in me.